North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will soon cross into South Korea for the first time ever. The summit between the rival Koreas is the culmination of a flurry of diplomacy between the two countries this year. NPR's Elise Hu has a preview from the place where the summit will happen.
Inside the buffer zone along the inter-Korean border is Panmunjom, a place that's already historic. Military leaders signed the 1953 armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War at Panmunjom. But as tensions have risen over recent years, this place, with its iconic blue meeting huts, hasn't hosted much talking between the two sides. J. Elise Van Poole is a spokesperson for U.S. Forces Korea.
For a long time, this area has just been used essentially as a tourist destination.
This shared north-south joint security area features checkpoints and a few buildings for military and governments. But because of past violence and North Korean defections, even the shared zone is divided by a raised line of concrete. Tomorrow, the leaders of North and South Korea will meet at that demarcation line to shake hands and walk together to their summit at the South's Peace House. It's a three-story gray stone structure with a balcony on top.
On the first level, it's meeting rooms for lower-level delegates, and then a larger meeting room on the second level for heads-of-state-type talks. And then on the third floor, they have a dining room-type area where luncheons or dinners can be held.
Construction workers have been scurrying in and out for the past couple of weeks for a renovation. Van Poole.
It's really mostly just, I think, it's sprucing up, you know, adding paint and making sure that everything is good to go.
And changing the meeting room itself to include symbolic nods to unity. Workers put up a painting inside of North Korea's Mount Kumgang. They built a new table designed to look like two bridges coming together. Even the seating is significant. The two leaders are expected to sit exactly 2,018 millimeters apart. Cameras will capture and live stream all the made-for-TV moments, from the first handshake to a scheduled tree planting to a dinner banquet at the end of the day.
Look, there's a role for spectacle in international diplomacy.
Danny Russell, now vice president of the Asia Society, was the top East Asia diplomat for the Obama administration.
Clearly, we're in a charm offensive, and Kim Jong-un is seeking to achieve an effect, which is he's now ready to shift gears and turn to cooperation, turn to economic development, and perhaps he's positioning himself as a responsible party, a responsible stakeholder.
Russell says the outcome of this summit will be a foundation for what happens at the next one between Kim and U.S. President Trump.
The impression that President Moon Jae-in forms from that face-to-face encounter is going to be fed back to Washington and to President Trump, along with other insights.
All that FaceTime happening at the Peace House in Panmunjom. For the first time, the building is being used by heads of state for its original purpose, to try and make peace. Van Poole.
It's a good thing to remind people what this area is truly meant for, and that's to have talks and to hopefully maybe one day resolve the conflict on the Korean Peninsula.
On the agenda are three items: improving inter-Korean ties, coming up with some sort of peace framework, and denuclearization. High hopes for a spot set to be historically significant again. Elise Hu, NPR News, on the inter-Korean border.